This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli strikes continue to pound Gaza City on Friday morning as ground forces battle Hamas militants in dense urban neighborhoods. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel has accused Hamas fighters of hiding in hospitals and using one, the Shifa Hospital complex, as its main command center. The militant group and hospital staff deny the claim, saying Israel is creating a pretext to strike it. The head of the Hamas-run media office in Gaza says Israel struck the Shifa courtyard and the obstetrics department, as well as two other hospitals, early on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With thousands of Palestinians continuing to flee the fighting and Israel's bombing, VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain says U.S. President Joe Biden was asked whether there was any chance of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and he replied, none.
He was also asked if he's getting frustrated with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not listening to U.S. requests.
Taking a little longer than I hoped.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 10,000 people have been killed in the territory since the Hamas attack on Israel that killed 1,400 people and triggered the war. On Capitol Hill Wednesday, anti-Israeli government protesters showed up to a hearing where most Democratic and Republican lawmakers expressed their strong support for Israel. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel has agreed to 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses in the fighting in northern Gaza, according to the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, confirming that on Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in New Delhi for talks seeking to bolster India as a regional counterweight to China and win backing for the U.S. position on Israel's war with Hamas. Blinken and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin will join their respective counterparts for the annual 2+2 talks that India has said will focus on defense and security cooperation. Washington hopes a tighter defense relationship will help wean India off Russia, New Delhi's primary military supplier. Kenya's President William Ruto promised to be ruthless with corruption and firm on debt during his address to the nation from the Capitol Parliament building on Thursday.
Corruption, honorable members, wastage, inefficiency, and negligence are serious threats to our transformation agenda and unacceptable practice that has no place in our nation.
Ruto also told members of Parliament that the specter of terrorism is a continuing threat that we must remain constantly vigilant against. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is overextending Russia's domestic military resources and is straining its ability to retain baseline defenses across its vast area, the British Defense Ministry said in its daily intelligence report about the conflict in Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address that 89 Ukrainian nationals have been rescued from Gaza so far. The president said he talked about the conflict in the Middle East during a conversation with the president of Indonesia. The FBI now investigating who might be behind suspicious letters, many containing the drug fentanyl, sent to elections offices in at least 5 U.S. states. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Fulton County, Georgia is one of the communities targeted.
There are some crazy people out there.
That's County Commission Chair Rob Pitts on WSB TV. The state is sending them the opioid antidote naloxone in case election workers become exposed to fentanyl. Elections offices in California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington also appear to have been targeted. One election official says the letter had a message: certain people shouldn't have elections. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger called it domestic terrorism.
These your fellow Americans that are working hard to make sure and bring to you safe, secure, accurate, and fair elections.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.